Send the tribute lamb to the ruler of the land. From sailor by way of the wilderness to the mountain of the daughter of Zion. And then like fluttering birds or scattered nestlings, the daughters of Moab will be at the crossing places of the honor. Give us advice, make a decision. Cast your shadow like night at high noon. Hide the outcast, do not betray the fugitive. Let the outcasts of Moab stay with you. Be a hiding place to them from the destroyer. For the oppressor has come to an end. Destruction has ceased. Oppressors have been removed from the land. A throne will be established in faithfulness. And a judge will sit on it in trustworthiness in the tent of David. Moreover, he will seek justice and be prompt in righteousness. We have heard of the pride of Moab and excessive pride, even of his arrogance, pride and fury. His idle boasts are false. Therefore Moab will wail. Every one of Moab will wail. You will moan for the raisin cakes of Kir Hareseth as those who are utterly stricken. For the fields of Heshbon have withered, the vines of Sibma as well. The lords of the nations have trampled down its choice clusters, which reached as far as Jazer and wandered to the deserts. Its tendrils spread themselves out and passed over the sea. Therefore I will weep bitterly for Jazer, for the vine of Sibma. I will drench you with my tears, Heshbon and Delilah. Therefore my inner being sounds like a harp for Moab and my heart for Kir Hareseth. So it will come about when Moab presents himself, when he tires himself upon his high place and comes to his sanctuary to pray, that he